is in line with the organic law to prevent and eradicate violence against women. Thank you, Minister. A final recurring issue relates to the prison system. And here, let me reiterate what I said in my initial statement. We are currently facing a very serious problem of transnational criminal organizations. Many of them are actually operating from prison centers, as occurs in many countries. We have actions undertaken by the social rehabilitation units in the country. We also work with a subcommittee for the prevention of torture, but we are facing structural problems, as mentioned by the SPT, and this is really a problem going back very many years. We are currently carrying out the very first prison census, and this is something which will mean that we will have socio-demographic information available of those who are deprived of liberty. We'll also have the first digital administrative register, and we believe these are essential steps to receive updated information on those who are held in prisons. We wish to thank OHCHR for their support. We're putting in place with them a new implementation progress for public policy for rehabilitation with a human rights-based approach. And this has more than 300 lines of action. We really need a true social rehabilitation, which is human rights-based. There have to be actions such as providing amnesties for those who are deprived of liberty through executive decrees, that there has to be updated prison benefits. Some of these measures have meant that we've gone from a figure of overcrowding that's dropped from 26% to 8%, and we hope to drop this to zero in the coming months. We also have been working on vaccinating prisoners. As said before, there are sports and leisure programs for persons deprived of liberty. We've also signed international conventions to train persons on the prison system. And the government has also promoted the national government due to the prisons crisis. And this is something which guarantees the rights of those deprived of liberty. We are convinced that the structural programs can be solved by means of structural solutions, which are lasting over time and which ensure that the actions carried out by the five branches of the state are made transparently and openly. We also want to work together with international organizations to make sure we have appropriate rehabilitation and true social inclusion again for the detainees. And let me conclude this final part of our responses to the statements by mentioning some of the issues related to human rights, which have already been raised by the minister. Ecuador is a constitutional state based on the rule of law. We've ratified international human rights instruments, and we are always constantly analyzing new legislation which promotes rights. If we look at the 2008 constitution, we recognize that human rights legislation has the same ranking as the constitution of the Republic of Ecuador. In other words, it is the supreme law and must be fully implemented by the state. That being said, let me simply say that faced with the current situation, we have a security and peace strategy which has two main aims. First of all, we want preventive public policies to protect our citizens, particularly young people. We want them protected from drug trafficking and other crime. And we also want to look at alternatives such as sports and leisure and other development programs, the theater in the neighborhood programs, and the National Safe Schools Plans looks at social issues of vulnerability and looks at particular skills. All of this with an aim to ensure security and peace, but always while protecting human rights.